This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human body, the human biological system, is always a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products or health challenges, if you want to get off your prescription medication and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let us show you how easy health can be. Let us show you how easy it can be to reverse whatever your health challenges are. Let us help you change your life today. 855-660-4261 is our phone number on The Bright Side. We'll take your calls in the second segment of our program today. We're going to be talking to Dr. Andrew Harley, a geologist, PhD geologist, about the declining quality of our food based on soil depletion. This is something we talk about periodically here on The Bright Side. Dr. Wallach has been talking about it for many years. In my opinion, it's a much bigger health crisis than Ebola is, or bird flu, or swine flu, or any other supposed health challenge, health crises that we read about on CNN and in the mass media on a periodic or more than periodic basis. The declining quality of our food based on soil depletion. We'll be talking to Dr. Andrew Harley, PhD. In the bottom of the hour, we'll take your phone calls in our second segment at 855-660-4261. Okay, we're talking about inositol hexaphosphate, IP6 so-called. We'll just call it IP6, which has a synonym, phytic acid. Many of you have heard of phytic acid as being a bad guy when it comes to grains, seeds, vegetables in general. I had a couple questions yesterday via Facebook about our conversation on phytates and phytic acid yesterday. We talked about how these molecules have an ability, these phytic acid molecules have an ability to tie up minerals like iron and zinc and calcium. Christopher wrote me on Facebook. He wants to know the significance of this binding activity. He said, how important really is it? Does it really deplete your body of zinc and calcium and iron just because you're tying it up when you eat your grains? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I know there's a lot of literature to suggest that phytic acid can create complexes with various minerals, but there are probiotic bacteria that live in the gut, as if these bacteria didn't have enough very important roles to play in the health of the body. Here's another important role for microbes and bacteria. They have an ability to free minerals from phytates. They make a special enzyme called phytase. In fact, farmers will use phytase. It's derived from microbes, from bacteria in animal feed. They're ruminants and cattle especially, and various farm animals obviously eat lots of vegetation. They get lots of phytic acid, and the thought is that they may be suffering from mineral imbalances because of all the phytates. So farmers will actually put phytase, which is a bacteria-derived enzyme, in their animal feed to keep the phytic acid from robbing animals of calcium and zinc and other mineral nutrients. This is just another reason why you want to make sure that you're using your bioluminescently essence, that you're eating fermented food, and that you're supporting digestive health. It really comes down to supporting the health of the intestine and supporting the health of the digestive system in general for so many health reasons, not the least of which is the ability of these probiotic bacteria to make phytase, to destroy phytic acid, to prevent minerals from being lost, minerals from not being absorbed. Bottom line is whether phytic acid has any negative health significance or negative nutritional significance, whether we're talking in a laboratory or whether we're talking in the body, is really a guess. We don't really know for sure, although, as I say, in a laboratory, it's clear that phytic acid can tie up minerals, but whether that occurs in the body or not is just going to be something you have to guess for yourself. You have to experiment for yourself. Second question I got on Facebook involves the role of phytic acid, phytates, when it comes to preventing cancer. Remember, phytic acid is not all villain. As we said yesterday, there's a good side to phytic acid. If you've ever heard of the nutritional supplement IP6, that's phytic acid. In addition to the fact that phytates and phytic acid will lock up minerals, making them unavailable, they may actually have some health benefits. Phytic acid, phytates, IP6. As it turns out, there's lots of anti-cancer research going on using IP6 as a chemotherapeutic type substance, anti-cancer type substance. It's been known to slow down the growth of cancer cells. IP6 or phytic acid has been shown to enhance the body's ability to fight cancer by upregulating the production of white blood cells, specifically a type of cell called an NK or a natural killer cell, which is a well-known anti-cancer cell. How cool is it that the body makes these anti-cancer cells? Literally, the body makes its own anti-cancer weaponry. Nobody's supposed to, we're not supposed to really get cancer. Certainly not a million people every year aren't supposed to be getting cancer. We make our own anti-cancer medicine, and it turns out that phytates, phytic acid, or IP6, actually work to increase the activity of these NK cells, these anti-cancer cells. Phytic acid actually works at the genetic level, too. It can actually slow down the genetics of cancer cells, slowing down their growth. Phytic acid has anti-inflammatory benefits. Phytic acid has antioxidant benefits. And phytic acid may actually slow down cancer metastases, too. So get lots of benefits from this supposedly negative substance. Obviously, it's not all negative. Phytic acid, phytates, IP6. They all have benefits. The reason I think this is important to understand when it comes to IP6 is because phytates and phytic acid have developed such a bad reputation as anti-nutrition, as anti-nutrients via these mineral trapping effects, and we really don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So if you're avoiding grains, you're avoiding seeds, you're avoiding phytic acid in vegetables, you may want to think twice about that. And you may want to make sure that you're using the bioluminescently essence and you're supporting digestive health and supporting the health of probiotics and microbes in the bacteria to help assist the body in freeing up minerals from phytic acid complexes. And by the way, IP6 benefits extend to other health challenges, other non-cancer health challenges. An article in the Journal of Toxicology reports that IP6 may provide help for Parkinson's patients. This is no surprise because mineral imbalances may affect neurological health, accumulation of calcium, or even the accumulation of iron, which is a well-known prooxidant. As we said, phytic acid or IP6 have antioxidant benefits, so it makes sense that you would get neurological benefits, improvement in the prognosis of neurological diseases like Parkinson's disease or even autoimmune diseases, for that matter, myasthenia gravis or multiple sclerosis. You may want to see if IP6 provides you benefits there. IP6 has also been shown to help improve the symptoms of mental health issues, bipolar disorder, depression, osteoporosis. Maybe if you're dealing with osteoporosis, you may benefit by using IP6 supplements, heart disease, kidney stones. These are all ways that you can benefit by using IP6. You might want to consider using an IP6 supplement if you're thinking about, well, I might just as well get my IP6 or my phytic acid from vegetables or from grains or from seeds. You may want to think twice about that. Yes, it's true, you'll get IP6 in vegetables and grains, etc., seeds. But IP6 tends to be tied up in these foods, and before it can be absorbed, it has to be freed somehow. As I say, you're making, most of us, if we're healthy anyway, if our digestive system is healthy, we're making enzymes in the intestine that can help free up the IP6 and free the minerals as well. But if you just want to make absolutely sure, IP6 supplements are readily available. They're easily absorbed. They're cheap, relatively cheap anyway. And they're also completely non-toxic. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about side effects or toxicity. Okay, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Brightside. We're coming back with your phone calls. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. We're going to be talking to Dr. Andrew Harley in the bottom of the hour. Dr. Harley is a PhD from Denver, specializes in soils, and he's the owner of the Essential Soil Company. Tagline, bringing soils to life. He's going to talk about soil depletion and the health challenges that are associated with mineral deficiencies and problematic vegetables as well that are all linked to depleted soils. The soil is a living entity. The earth is coated with this living entity called soil that is really responsible for all of life. Once we start tweaking our soils, we're all in big trouble, and Dr. Harley is going to elucidate and enlighten us on that subject. That'll be coming up in the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls this segment. 855-660-4261 is our number. Let's go to RB in Houston, Texas. What's going on, RB? How you doing?
Ben.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? How you doing, bro? RB, going once, going twice.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's up, man? Speak to me.
Hey, I purchased a longevity product, and I've noticed that in EFOS Plus and Glucogel, there's the gelatin.
Yes.
Would you happen to know, where the gelatin comes from?
Cows. Where all most gelatin comes from. Cows. Moo. Gelatin is collagen. Collagen is an animal protein, and interesting things happen when you eat collagen. When you eat, especially the amino acids that make collagen, the amino acids and the gelatin in general has a nice coating and soothing effect, a rebuilding effect on all the connective tissue in the body. Collagen is connective tissue. Gelatin is connective tissue. And by eating connective tissue, you can support your connective tissue. In other words, we connective tissue, the connective tissue components can help our body make our own connective tissue, given that 50% or so of the body is made up of this connective tissue, collagen connective tissue mostly. By eating all gelatin, you can help support the growth of your connective tissue. That means a stronger digestive system. That means stronger joints. That means just a stronger, healthier body in general. And gelatin is one of those inexpensive nutritional components or nutritional supplements that you can use to get multiple benefits. Now, the glucogel caps have gelatin, but that's not really the main feature of the glucogel caps. It's the glucosamine. And again, like gelatin, glucosamine also is very important for helping build connective tissue, all connective tissue. Even though the glucogel caps are marketed as being an anti-arthritic or a joint type of supplement, keep in mind, because 50% of the body is connective tissue, you're going to get benefits for the entire connective tissue spectrum in the body, and that's especially true about the digestive system. But if you're a vegan or vegetarian, then you're going to have a problem there. Does that help you?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Arby, and God bless. Have a beautiful day. Okay, Ron in Texas, what's going on? Welcome to The Bright Side.
And I was talking to you yesterday at the end of the show, and I got cut off. But
Sorry.
No problem. It was our airline captain decided to start making an announcement over the top of us when I was talking to you. But anyway,
I remember that. What was your question?
It was about my wife. You know, she has, I told you, she has Graves' disease. Well, she also suffers with vitiligo, which is
same.
On that same.
Vitiligo is great. Yeah, it's the same deal, Ron. Vitiligo is Graves' disease of the skin, of the pigment-making cells in the skin. Or if you like Graves' disease, it's vitiligo with a thyroid. It's the same thing, and this is so important. And I'm not beating you up here or ripping on you, Ron, but I just want you to know, and everybody out there, know, the body breaks down generically. It doesn't matter if it's happening in the skin or the pigment-making cells or the thyroid or the pancreas or the muscle cells or the nerve cells. Wherever, an autoimmune disease means a freaked-out immune system. A freaked-out immune system means something is getting into the body chronically that is hyping up the defenses. Well, as I was teasing you yesterday a little bit, you know, I said, where do you think stuff comes into the body? It does it sprinkled from the sky, pixie dust from angels, autoimmune system angels? No. Little elves that shoot arrows at you? No. And you know why I pick on those, you know, I say those two things? Because that's exactly what doctors used to tell people, that it was evil humors that caused diseases, or it was little elves that shot arrows at you. It's literally what medieval doctors would say. Today they call viruses. They don't say little elves because they're sophisticated. They say, oh, it's germs or it's viruses. Listen, autoimmune issues mean a hyped up defense system. A hyped up defense system means something is offending the body regularly and chronically. If something is getting into the body or offending the body regularly and chronically, it means it's either coming in through the skin, and that would be IV or through a burn of some kind. It's being breathed in, or for the most part, it's being eaten, because 80% of the immune system is located in the digestive system. Now, I could tell you the mechanism, and it's very fascinating. What happens is when, I don't want to get to too much details, but once that digestive system starts to break down, things leak into the blood through the digestive system. They initiate a blood-borne immune reaction, and that blood-borne immune reaction can cross-react with the thyroid, it can cross-react with skin cells, it can cross-react with pigment cells or anything else in the body. So what you got to do is you got to stabilize the digestive system, and you got to improve processing of food. Number one, digestive enzymes are almost miraculous when it comes to improving circulatory issues and autoimmune diseases, at least partially circulation-based. So using the digestive enzymes can be helpful. It can help you process food, so you completely break down proteins instead of leaving fragments in the intestines. So using the ultimate enzymes with apple cider vinegar, that's one strategy. Using the Biolumin Nightly Essence is another. Fasting is one of the best ways to slow down the symptoms of all immune health issues, and there's several important reasons for that. One involves a hormone called leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N. Also, sugar and insulin can be involved in accelerating immune and inflammatory reactions. And after we eat any food, really, we get a spike in immune activity and a spike in inflammatory activity. So just fasting is another important strategy. Linking her symptoms to specific foods is also important. So she notices she gets flare-ups after she eats grains. That's not atypical.
She's figured out that she is gluten intolerant, because when she so-called cheats, she's wrecked for a couple of days.
There you go, bro.
Once she gets off of gluten, you know, stops eating bread.
Chances are, if she's got a problem with gluten, she's going to have a problem with other things. She may have a problem with seeds, like we were talking about, sometimes phytates or phytic acid, like, as we've been saying, by their effect on on locking up minerals, they can be a problem. There's components in vegetables called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. That can be a problem. It's hard. You don't want to make kind of like a preemptive blanket statement about, oh, I'm off of gluten, or it's gluten, or it's gluten intolerance, because it could be another factor that's similar to gluten, but you're eating your gluten-free brownies and you're still contacting this other protein. So you have to see how a food reacts with your wife, or your wife has to see how a food reacts with her body specifically.
Okay.
Eat a food, see how she feels, and then focus on digestive system health. Last but not least, vitamin C and zinc are two very important, and selenium are three very important nutrients for the immune system. About 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. That's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Ultimate selenium, 200 to 400 micrograms a day, and then 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate is probably a good idea. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say that I've heard Dr. Glidden. I've listened to his show several times, and he actually mentioned on one of his shows that selenium actually helps convert the T3 to T4 in her, she's taken Synthroid for the rest of her life.
Well, her problem is not converting T3 to T4, but that having been said, Dr. Glidden, as usual, is absolutely correct. It is involved. But her problem is the body attacking the thyroid. She doesn't necessarily have an issue of conversion, although she might, but we got to take care of the attack. That's really what you want to focus on. Yes, Dr. Glidden is absolutely right. It is involved in the conversion, but selenium is also involved in boosting the immune system. Okay, got to take a break, Ron. Thanks for your call, bro. Hope I helped you out. If I left you on hold, I apologize for that, but call back tomorrow, and we'll get you first up. We're going to talk to Dr. Andrew Harley when we come back from our break about soil depletion and its impact on our health crisis in America. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up at brightsideben.com with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, the Biolumin Nightly Essence, all the Start Packs, and now the Jordan Rubin Probiotic products are all up at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about joining the Brightside Ben team. For a one-time $10 fee, you can start yourself a longevity business and earn some thank you checks, helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. And speaking of spreading the word about nutrition and nutritional supplements, I'm very proud to have my next guest on the program. Dr. Andrew Harley is a PhD geochemist, specializes in soil depletion. You know, if you listen to The Bright Side, if you've been listening to The Bright Side, that's a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I consider it to be of epic importance when it comes to health, and a subject that's of epic importance when it comes to our poor health, that is depletion of the soils, mineral depletion of the soils. Once minerals are depleted of soils, of course, then plants won't be able to make what they need to make. They won't make as many proteins. They won't. The animals that eat the plants won't be as healthy, and then we that eat the animals won't be as healthy as well. But it all starts off with that living layer on the surface of the earth, the so-called topsoil. So please welcome to The Bright Side, Dr. Andrew Harley. What's up, Dr. Harley? Can I call you Andrew, or should I call you Dr. Harley?
You most certainly can, Ben. It's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Give us just a quick down low on your background as a geochemist, and then I want to get into how you discovered the so-called secrets of the soil, as the book, as
secrets
the title of the book. I love that book.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it speaks beautifully into my history. My background is undergraduate degree in geology. Spent 10 years working in the environmental field. In fact, dealing with the opposite of what we're going to talk about today, which is an excess of metals and minerals in soils and at contaminated sites. So did basically traveled around the world looking at contaminated sites, mining sites, industrial sites, and getting a feel for how minerals operate under those conditions. Went back and did a PhD in soil mineralogy and geochemistry, which was the flip side of that, working out what role do minerals play at much lower concentrations for plant uptake and nutrient uptake. You mentioned Secrets of the Soil. That was actually the book that made me want to go back and study that particular field of remineralization.
Excuse me for interrupting. When you were studying in school, did they tell you about problems with the soil, about soil depletion of minerals, et cetera? Did they talk about that at all?
Well, Ben, as you can tell, I'm not from around here. And growing up in Australia, our soils are highly depleted, highly weathered. They've been weathered for 40 million years, a lot of these soils. So what had happened that just through the natural process of weathering and leaching, the minerals just get leached out. It's just a natural reaction of how, the interaction between water and rocks, which firstly form the soil, which we then grow the plants from, but then over time it depletes. And Australia is actually a very fascinating place to be studying mineral nutrition, because it's very, very low, and the native plants in Australia have adapted strategies for actually living in these very low soil mineral environments. So it was front foresight in the work I was doing.
Do Australian plants trap minerals more effectively because they're in soil depleted? They're growing in depleted soils.
Yeah, so just talking about the native plants for a moment, the answer is yes. There is a group of plants called Protasia, which is a Banksia. You may or may not have seen them. They have a very fascinating root structure combined with a fungal community that helps them cycle very low phosphorus. So you'll find them they're very indicative of low phosphorus environments. The other thing that in Australia the plants are they're evergreen, so they're constantly just dropping the leaves to get to get that cycling nutrient cycling going on in the plant in the soils. And obviously fire is a very important item in Australia or process in Australia, and the plants have developed very quickly how to get in there and take advantage of the nutrients that are suddenly released in a fire situation. So you get that very rapid succession, and it's really quite fascinating in Australia. You go within 3 or 4 weeks after a major fire has gone through, the place is already green again.
Wow! Because a good fire is helpful. In other words.
But what it's done is it's released those nutrients that the plants can then take it, the native community can take advantage of.
That's great. So fires, wildfires that we hear about every summer, and the natural course of fire, the development of fires is actually a good thing for the ecosystem, right?
Yeah, so a lot of the natural fire systems are a much lower intensity move through, clean out the understory, the underbrush, release the nutrients, get new growth going. So yes, that's important. The downside is that because we've spent, and this is true in Australia, not just here in the US as well, is that we've gone through fire mitigation or fire suppression, so that what happens is we get a fuel source that is built up. So when we tend to get a fire, it becomes catastrophic, and then obviously you throw the changing climate conditions on top of that as well. You know, we are seeing the increased incidence of more catastrophic fires in our system.
What are some of the most significant mineral deficiencies associated with depletion?
On an agricultural side of things, I would say copper is probably the most. Copper is a very interesting nutrient, a very interesting mineral, in that it tends to be removed more quickly than just about other minerals, and that's true just through the natural weathering cycle I was talking about earlier, and it's true in plant uptake as well. So I think copper is probably one of the most deficient ones, and if you have a look at a lot of the diseases around
vascular diseases
side of things, copper copper deficiency in our soils is paramount. Second to that, I'd say manganese, then followed by probably zinc. Are probably the three main ones.
What about sulfur
that we're looking at?
What about sulfur deficiency?
You know what? Interesting question, Ben. I'll be honest. I don't know. I haven't really looked at sulfur deficiency. Most of the ones I've been looking at have been more the metal minerals. But hang on, I'm just pulling up some information here. Yes, so actually,
I suspected sulfur. Yeah.
Sulfur. In fact, I'm looking at some information on some wheat growing in the Great Plains. Sulfur deficiency is certainly prevalent and is up there with the likes of something like selenium, for example.
Okay, now we're going to take a break here in a second. I want to talk about what we can do. I also want to talk about some of the differences between minerals and minerals. You know, you hear about colloidal minerals, and you hear about soil minerals, and you hear about metallic minerals and toxic minerals. And I want to address that as well. And then I want to talk to you about how you got involved with Longevity. Real quick, though, we got about 30 seconds here. What's the Ascension Soil Company? Can you do that in 30 seconds, or should we wait for our break?
Yeah, no, basically, it is dedicated to bringing soils to life. Degraded soils, whether they'd be contaminated with too much or deficient in not enough, and finding that balance so that we can grow healthy plants for whatever the purpose, whether it's agriculture, reclamation, remediation,
all right,
whatever.
We got to take a break, Andrew.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Harley, PhD. Doc, before we went to break, I made you rush through that. I apologize. Tell real quickly, the Ascension Soil Company, that's your company that's dedicated to bringing soils to life, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good. And
you know, both ends. You know, I deal on the deficiency side, but I also deal with on the excess side.
And
so, you know, cleaning up contaminated sites, mining sites, things like that.
So,
as well as the agricultural side.
As a consultant, you're talking about, or helping spread the word.
As a consultant, yes. Sir.
Ah, I see. Okay, good. Okay, so you hear this all the time if you're doing longevity, and we'll talk about your involvement in longevity here in a minute. But we hear this all the time about, oh, there's toxic minerals, and my doctor told me there's aluminum, and you know, and I talk about this all the time in the program. I get sick of even talking about it. To tell you the truth,
sure.
The difference between minerals and how not all minerals are the same. There's metallic minerals and there's colloidal minerals and there's soil. There's microbial and biological minerals of sorts, I guess you could say. Real quickly, like from a PhD point of view, what is the distinction between so-called metallic and toxic minerals and colloidal minerals, that have been manipulated by plants and by the soil?
Actually, Ben, you've hit it exactly on the head. So I'll take even one step back. And from a geological standpoint, so a rock is composed of particular minerals. So quartz, for example, is a mineral. Most people would have, everyone would have heard of quartz. And then there's As there are different elements that are added into those, into the crystalline structure, we get different minerals. So minerals from a geological sense are those, when you pick up a rock, pick up a granite, or look at a beautiful granite countertop, you'll see the what are called geological minerals. When those get released, and they can get released in several pathways. As I said, as I was describing, just the 40 million year weathering in Australia, just the interaction of water with these rocks over time releases the particular elements. Now, where those elements go and how they are absorbed or taken up depends on their components. When they stay, so for example, if they just continue to stay in a dissolved form to stay within water, then depending on their concentration, they can actually build up and become metallic in a sense. However, when they're taken up by plants, then they become part of the plant structure, and you know minerals are very important in driving biochemical processes.
They become biological in essence.
That's correct. So this is where you're turning geology basically into biology.
Nice.
You know, and that's essentially the process. Now, interestingly enough, there was a fascinating piece of work that was done in Wisconsin, I believe, where they were dealing with infertility, and that they were by adding manganese onto the pasture, the plant was taking up the manganese, and the infertility in the cows was taken care of. Being the smart scientists that we are, this is we can miss putting it out. We can avoid a step. We don't have to stick it in the pasture. We'll just give it straight to the cow. Because it was in a metallic form or a salt form, i.e., with something else, it didn't have the same effect.
Okay.
There is a process where these minerals and these metals are processed by the plant, and that is what we as animals, are able to take to maximize the best component.
So go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the last thing I was just going to say, because you made reference to a colloidal mineral. So generally, once it gets into a plant form, it becomes effectively a colloid, and all a colloid is a very, very small particle that is actually charged, but it's a particle that is part of the organic component.
So basically speaking, a plant has an ability to turn a geological or a rock, basically, a geological mineral into a biologically active entity of sorts that the body can use. Does that say succinctly enough?
Absolutely, and that process is actually fascinating, because within the root zone itself, it releases an acid, it releases an organic acid, which increases the ability to break down the rocks, which is absolutely fascinating. And then there's a whole bunch of fungal communities that help in that process as well. So they actually speed it up through the release of an organic acid and targeting the particular mineral, part of the geological mineral, the rock mineral, to obtain the nutrients that they need.
So you got to really make that distinction. That's an important distinction between a geological mineral and a biological mineral when you're assessing how problematic or non-problematic a nutritional supplement is.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're two very different forms. So for example, you can get calcium by grinding up a shell, if you'd like, because that's essentially what it is. But your body's not going to absorb it. But if you then add that shell or a limestone into a soil, the plant does what it does. To through the roots to take it up into the plant, metabolizes and processes it that, and then you eat the plant. That calcium is a much different form, and a form that we can actually use as humans.
Is that true about ordinarily like the super toxic minerals you hear about, things like lead and mercury? Does the same process occur? Can you make a non-toxic mercury? Can a plant make a colloidal mercury, if you will, a nutritional version of mercury?
Yes is a short answer. And in fact, there's a whole discipline called phytoremediation, which is actually using plants to clean up highly contaminated metal contaminated sites, because they're able to basically take that. There are specific plants that target specific elements such as lead or mercury or zinc, and you take that up. And it does two things. Firstly, neutralizes is the wrong word, but it minimizes the effect, and then you can actually harvest it and actually recollect the metals for later process.
How interesting. So you can have phytomercury. You can have a phytomercury in essence that's non-toxic.
Yes, you can. Mercury is an interesting one, in that it has it has forms that change very rapidly. But yes, you can effectively change the conditions that remove it from being a toxic to a non-toxic. Another one is chrome. Chrome is a very good one. I'm sure we,
I'm sorry, what are you saying? What were you saying, chrome?
Chrome. Chromium. So, chromium. There you go. Thank you very much. Because you can have hexavalent chrome or chrome 6, which is, the Aaron Brockovich movie. But you're just by subtle manipulations of the chemistry, you can move it to a less toxic form called chrome 3, basically. So understanding those manipulations and that chemistry can help in the detoxification process.
Now, you've been doing longevity now at least 3 or 4 years, I think. I met you at a meeting, 4 years ago, it seems like. What got you involved with longevity? What turned you on to Dr. Wallet's message?
Well, actually, when I was doing my PhD back in Australia, the early 2000s, I came across the work of both Dr. Wallach and his soil science lecturer at the University of Missouri. So it was really that, it was that academic pursuit that I was looking at, the aspects of remineralization and those components, that I came across the work of Dr. Wallach. So this is circa 2000, early 2000s, and then in 2002, Longevity actually opened up in Australia, and I was there, and I was one of the first distributors in Australia. I actually helped open up. In fact, we had 800 people in a room that Dr. Wallach spoke at in Perth in 2002. So,
and you live in Denver. You live in Denver now, right?
So I live in Denver now. But at the time we were in Australia. So I was actually involved then. And then I've been taking the product since then. And then since moving to Denver, and obviously being exposed to meeting you and the other big players within longevity here in Colorado, it just reignited my passion for the company.
All right, so we got about a minute, Dr. Harley. Tell us what mineral depletion, obviously a big problem. What can the average person do to make sure that they're getting enough of these nutrients? So it's not going to come from eating the vegetables, I assume, given depletion.
You've got a supplement, and this was my epiphany, Ben. That try as we may, we just can't manipulate the soil systems at a large enough scale, at a consistent scale, that's got a cost-effective scale that we can do. We need to be supplementing. And as far as I'm concerned, the longevity products, they have the colloidal minerals, they have that wide spectrum of minerals that we need. I believe that is the best product to be using.
Awesome, Dr. Harley. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a website real quick you can give out?
www.ascensionsoil.com.
AscensionSoils.com. Thank you, Doc. We'll see you soon, I hope, okay?
Great.
God bless. Have a beautiful day, Andrew. Take care, bro. That was Dr. Andrew Harley, geologist, geochemist, an expert on soil depletion. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll continue talking about zinc tomorrow. You've been listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Have yourselves a spectacular, wonderful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.